I'm going to have 3.14 slices of pie later tonight.
As one does.
Today, we welcome to the show guests Sherry Morgado and Nancy Matthews. Sherry and Nancy will be telling us about the upcoming year in vegan cooking through the Cooking for Compassion and Health vegan cooking series that Sherry Morgado has organized. Our guest, Nancy Matthews, is teaching a class for the Cooking for Compassion and Health series this Saturday, as well as several others through the rest of the year. Welcome, Nancy and Sherry.
Thank you for having us, Jeannie and Danny.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be back. This is going to be fun.
Yes, absolutely. This is going to be a rockin' half hour of vegan cooking and cooking series. But before we get into our interview, I want to give Sherry Morgado and Nancy Matthews a proper introduction. Sherry Morgado was a guest on Non-Human Radio. I had to look it up. It was back in 2016. So we went through all of 2017 without Sherry Morgado on air in the studio here. So I'm really glad to welcome her back. In addition to founding the Chico chapter of Dharma Voices for Animals, she is a nutrition consultant and accomplished home cook with a fondness for all things Indian, but especially Indian cuisine. Welcome back, Sherry.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Danny.
Nancy Matthews is no stranger to Non-Human Radio, having co-hosted the show many times with me. Today, however, she's our welcome guest. Nancy is the founder of Plant-Based Chico, which is a local group dedicated to optimal whole foods plant-based eating. Matthews earned a plant-based nutrition certificate through E. Cornell, the Center for Nutritional Studies, and she has a bunch of other plant-based nutrition studies under her belt. She is also the co-founder of the Starch Queens, which is an online program that teaches and coaches people on how to transition to a whole food plant-based lifestyle. She also has become a motivational speaker and educator on whole foods, plant-based living. And welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure to be back.
So we have you both on the show because we have an upcoming series of vegan cooking classes that, Sherry, you organized. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you came to organize this and what is coming up in the year.
Okay. Well, it's hard to believe because I also had to look back in my records, but we started these classes back in 2015. So kind of amazing how time flies. And, you know, really the genesis of the classes was several things. One was that Jeannie, of course, you were hearing through the group that you organized, Chico Vegan and Chico Vegan Meetup, that, you know, folks that were wanting to go vegan or plant-based were saying, you know, I don't really know how to cook, or I don't know how to use these ingredients that I'm not familiar with, like tofu or tempeh. I would love to learn how to make vegan versions of my favorite dishes to serve my family. And at the same time, I was getting the Chico Dharma for Voices Animals chapter going. And as we were brainstorming about sort of various forms of activism that we could do, people really sort of settled on this same idea that, you know, I hear from friends and family, hey, going vegan sounds great. I'd love to do what I can do for the animals and the environment and, you know, helping the starving people in the world, but I don't know how to cook, or I don't know how to cook these things. So it was really all coming together. It was like, hey, let's offer this service to the community and let's see what kind of a response we get. And we got a great response.
It was an awesome year, that year 2015, the inaugural year for the Cooking for Compassion and Health series.
Right, exactly. We've gotten great feedback on every single class that we've done. So this year, what we decided we wanted to try to do, and, you know, in the past it had been myself and Jeannie and sometimes one of our friends, Lakshmi, who was teaching the classes, but we really wanted to expand it. And we were hearing from all these fantastic people in the community, like Nancy, that have been studying nutrition and doing so much good work, especially around whole foods, plant-based nutrition, and helping people turn around really severe health conditions, that this could be something that we could add in. So the series that we have this year, I think we have something like 15 classes, which is the most we've ever had.
It only runs through October, so some of the months we're doubling up and doubling down with the help of Nancy. How many chefs do we have this year?
Oh my goodness! I think we have four or five. Yeah. I think we've had five. Yeah, we're going to have five this year. Yeah, we started out with a great class on making miso from scratch. That Keiko Takuda taught, who's a real expert on fermented Japanese foods and macrobiotics. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great year. We have a lot of classes planned on just about every topic I think you might want to learn about in plant-based cooking.
And coming up Nancy, you'll be teaching a class?
This Saturday, we're going to be doing a class on batch cooking and food storage. And this is a great segue in from what Sherry was saying, is the same thing applies to people wanting to learn how to cook. Vegan is learning how to cook plant-based, because when we take it to the next step with whole food plant-based, we are omitting oil, and we don't cook with oil. We don't use added sugar or added salt. So people kind of have to unlearn everything that they learned growing up and in their adult life as cooking. And so how do you make these things without oil? So this is a great opportunity for us to teach people how you can literally saute food without having to use oil. So we're really excited about it.
That's excellent. So why don't we give some mechanics of the class? How do people sign up? I think, how is enrollment going? Do the people have to pay in advance, or?
So we've got a variety of ways for people to find out about the classes. What I would encourage folks is, if you're not following Chico Vegan on Facebook, you should definitely do that. Also, Plant-Based Chico has a Facebook page, and Chico Dharma Voices for Animals has a Facebook page. So any of those three Facebook pages, we're posting the schedule for these classes, as well as the Chico Vegan website and blog.
That's correct. Right. And also, this class is, I expanded the promotion on it. So it's also set up in the News and Review calendar, so folks can find it there. But otherwise, folks can find it at, I think, is it, first of all, how much does it cost for the class?
So each class has may have a slightly different price, just depending upon what's going to be prepared. The classes average about $20, and this Saturday's charge is $15.
It's $15.
And what do they get for that?
So what they're going to get out of that is the class. They're going to get the instruction, and then they're going to get to have a meal. So we're going to provide them a meal out of what we make for batch cooking. So they're going to definitely have food to eat and learn to cook. It's going to be a very good class for $15.
And do they get handouts?
Yes, there'll be handouts.
There's always handouts, right?
There's always handouts.
And recipes to take home.
I will always have the recipes. There'll be information on how to transition to a whole food plant-based lifestyle if it's somebody that is new to the, is what I call plant-based curious. And so we have a wonderful pre-printed outline from Plant Pure Communities that tells a person exactly how to go from point A to point B in transitioning to the lifestyle, and I have those with me all the time.
That's great. And you know, I'll just say, in terms of like any sort of vegan themed or plant-based theme event that goes on, or animal rightsy type event that goes on, you never have to be vegan or vegetarian to attend these things. They're always open for people who just want to learn more. And even if you don't make the decision to go vegan or to go vegetarian, you will get some good information and knowledge, and learn what other people are like who are already eating this way or have these beliefs. They're not the in-your-face ranting lunatics that you may perceive them to be.
Well, what's really nice too is that batch cooking is a
back to the cooking class.
Is everybody cooks. We've got to eat. And so what's better than saving time in the kitchen? So if you spend a couple hours on a Saturday or a Sunday, or, you know, if your days of the week are Monday or Tuesday that you're off, prepare a bunch of your staples and have it made in the kitchen, refrigerator, and freezer. And it's going to free up, you know, 6-7 hours during the week.
Oh, that sounds like it's magic and time travel.
It's like magical. Batch cooking for me made such a difference in being able to transition to this lifestyle quickly and easily when I had the food prepared in the refrigerator. It makes a big difference. And especially for moms with children, moms who have teenage kids, and they do a lot of soccer games and basketball games. When you come home and you've got a meal already prepared in the fridge, you're not eating out. You're not going to the fast food restaurant. You're saving a bunch of money. So batch cooking is great for everybody.
Oh, sure. Because among other things, one advantage I can see of it is that you do not have to wash pots and pans every day of the week. You only have to do it one day of the week.
I think another thing, you know, if you're trying to find plant-based food or vegan food, maybe you work the night shift, maybe there's nowhere to go out to eat, and, you know, kind of helping you stick to that diet is having the right food. It shouldn't be like, man, I got a 30-minute lunch break, and I got to drive halfway across town and eat at Subway's again, you know.
Exactly. Perfect example.
Yeah. And I'm really glad, Jeannie, that you brought up the fact that these classes are for everybody in our community. I really want to encourage folks out there who have ever been even the slightest bit curious about plant-based or vegan cooking to sign up for a class, because it's fun. The first thing is that we have a lot of fun in these classes. You meet people from all over the community that you otherwise wouldn't get a chance to meet. And you just learn so much. Even if, like you said, even if you don't intend to eat this way all of the time, you're going to take home a lot of valuable tips and resources and things that you learn that you just wouldn't get from just reading a cookbook.
Correct. And undoubtedly, there is the sense of community, which is one thing that I strive to do with my listeners. It's what I strive to do with my activism through Chico Vegan Meetup. And there's nothing that feels more communal than gathering together to either, well, in the case of these classes, in Nancy's class in particular, watch food being prepared and then sharing a meal together.
Yeah, right? I think that's, you know, to some extent, you lose a bit of that community going Whole Foods or plant-based, because you can't necessarily, it's a bit harder to go out to dinner with your friends, or you are, but you're eating a salad and you're like, I'll go out, I'll eat a salad, and I'll go home and I'll make dinner again. And so kind of being able to bridge that gap and have, keep your current friends and your current lifestyle, of course, which you shouldn't abandon, and also add in additional sorts of eating goodness with people.
Yeah, community. Tools yeah. And community.
I was shocked, you know, I mean, you don't realize how ingrained eating is as a social convention until you stop eating the way other people eat, and everybody looks at you like you're from Mars, and you're terribly offending them that you won't go to their favorite restaurant, you know?
Yeah, and it can hit really hard at home.
Yeah.
Right? With your family. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the other thing. Some of the best feedback, actually, talking about community and family that I've gotten from the classes is that people have said, you know, I had made the decision to go vegan, go plant-based, and I started learning how to cook for myself, but then it was like, okay, I really want to share this good food with my family. And so they've been able to come to the classes and learn how to make plant-based versions of their favorite family dishes, and then they share them with their family, and their family doesn't even really know what they're eating. It's like, oh, this is vegan?
That's success.
I think
that is a 100% success.
That's a win-win.
Yeah. So, Sherry, your classes are a little different, right? And what classes will you be teaching this season?
So I've been teaching the Indian cooking classes, because I'll admit, as Jeannie said in my intro, that I have a very soft spot in my heart for India and all things in Indian. And so I've done one this year. I did, I think, 3 classes last year, and I've got 2 more planned for this year, where we're going to really explore in depth what makes Indian food so delicious. We go through all of the spices. I bring all of the spices for everyone to smell and taste. We talk about them. We talk about how they're used. We talk about how to combine them. We talk about how you make a wet curry, a dry curry. So if you've ever been curious about Indian food, those are the classes for you to sign up for.
It can be quite daunting. Like, you can glance at an Indian recipe and there's like a bazillion spices, and like, what do all these do? And it's about proportion. And I just want to say, so Nancy, the class size limit on your class and on a lot of the Cooking for Compassion and Health series is about 10. Is that right?
I've got mine set at 10 for now. Since this is my first official cooking class, we thought that we would try 10 to see how it goes. And we'll see how it goes. I'm saying 10 right now.
Okay. And that's typically what it is for the other classes, which include, how to travel and eat well. There's a soup class. I'm doing a vegan cheese class. Yay. There's a class on the Instant Pot, which Nancy is teaching. So the Instant Pot is like the new gadget, although I'm sure people have been using them for decades. It's an electric Instant Pot, an electric pressure cooker that's really easy to use. And so those class sizes are around 10, but I believe Sherry's, yours are much smaller, right? You're more hands-on?
I changed over last year. I was having about 10 to 12 in my classes, and it was kind of more of a demo class, and what people wanted was really the opportunity to be quite hands-on. They want to be chopping veggies. They want to be throwing the spices.
Some skills.
Into the pot. So I've been limiting mine to something more like 6, so that it's really participatory and people get some real hands-on experience on how you make a curry.
And they get more food too, right?
Yeah. We always have leftovers.
I'm really excited. I'm taking one of Sherry's classes. Indian cuisine has just been the next phase that I want to learn how to cook. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that can be life-changing.
The spices are just amazing. I love spices.
It's a whole world out there. It's a giant...
It's a huge world out there.
And Danny, you're fond of Indian cooking.
Yes. Oh, wait, we're on the radio. Indian food's great. Sherry's food is great. And I think it is useful to have a cooking class. If you Google certain recipes, like I got this thing in the restaurant, let me Google it, and you'll get a lot of like Indian grandmas and India's recipes, and they're like, add 14 chili peppers, get 3 tablespoons of raw spices and grind them in a mortar and pestle, and it's all stuff that you really can't translate very easily, or you might try to and it's not good. It's adapted for, you know, people that have been eating lots of chili peppers, so it's good to see it done in action and how to temper the spices and which ones you use and kind of how to just parse the Indian recipes and what they mean.
Yeah, because you can write the words down, but there's something really different when you actually like either see it demoed, which can be done on YouTube, but it's the next level to actually like be in the room where it happens.
Yeah, it smells good to be in the room of Indian cooking too.
That's what I was just gonna say. You know, you can't get smell-o-vision through YouTube. When you're there and you're seeing it sizzle, hearing it sizzle and cook and smell it, it just takes it up to a whole nother level.
So, Sherry, did you grow up cooking for yourself, or was that like an acquired skill as like post-college or something?
Well, I grew up in a family of cooks. So from the time I was literally extremely small and I was standing on a chair, my grandmother had me at the stove with her, showing me how to cook. And then I just had other family members. And so I just grew up in the kitchen. You know, I was actually the youngest child, and my parents just sort of said, oh, you seem to be interested in cooking. You want to cook dinner tonight? And so that was what I did. So,
okay. And what would you say the profile is of the students or the folks who take these classes? Did they grow up cooking or adept at cooking other, you know, meat-based recipes, and they're learning how to move beyond that? Or,
you know, we've had all kinds of students in the class, from people who have never chopped an onion in their life to people that are pretty comfortable in the kitchen, but they just want to learn more. They want to learn different techniques. Like I said, they want to learn about these maybe more exotic ingredients that they've never had a chance to use before. So we try to, something we try to do in the class is find a place for everybody. You know, so if you're a beginner and you just want to learn to chop veggies, we put you at the cutting board, right? But if you really want to learn how to, how to saute onions with turmeric and garam masala and sort of gauge when everything's done, we put you on the stove.
Okay.
So we try to kind of accommodate everybody where they are and give them a task that they would like to learn.
Okay, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Non-Human Radio, and instead of talking about our usual depressing news about animal rights issues in North America, we are talking with Sherry Morgado and Nancy Matthews. We're talking about the Cooking for Compassion and Health series that is going on this year through the Dharma Voices for Animals, and these classes are held at the Sky Creek Dharma Center, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So folks are learning in a home kitchen. So it's not like going to some commercial kitchen or some restaurant kitchen. They're learning how to cook on basically, and seeing how to cook things in the home.
Yes, that's definitely nice. That's definitely true. It's a nice home kitchen, but a little bigger maybe than some other people's home kitchens. But it is definitely a home kitchen, and it's very warm and welcoming and set up ideally for people to gather around and learn.
That's great. So, Sherry, I'm sorry, Nancy Matthews, what's your background for cooking for yourself and family?
Well, I grew up with my mom. My mom was a gourmet cook. She actually took gourmet cooking classes at Butte College, and so she's an amazing cook. My grandmother was an amazing cook. My grandmother was one of 12 children. My mom was the oldest of 8 children. So they ate at home. They learned to cook, and they cooked a lot.
Sure. Well, it's expensive to go out to eat.
Too expensive,
with a
right?
Family like
and
that.
My other side of the family, my grandmother was an amazing cook. So I had all these family members that we cooked, and our, like Danny was saying, the connection between food and community. So Friday nights were at my house with my parents' house with taco night, or we would have spaghetti
Friday is
night.
Not taco night. I am sorry. Tuesday is taco night.
But back in the day, it was Friday nights was always taco night at our house, or we'd have spaghetti night, and I would help my mom in the kitchen, so I grew up, and I developed a fondness for baking. I would make chocolate chip cookies, and I would make cakes, and my mom taught me how to make pies.
Pie day.
And then I loved home ec, and then so I took cooking classes in school, and so it's just kind of been, you know, what I do. But then I was cooking all of the kind of foods that we ate for many years, and it didn't agree with my health. So now I've had to train myself to cook whole food plant based, and so now I'm able to convey that and help other people relearn how to cook just a little bit differently for good health. So. That's where my cooking instruction comes from, and it was all with love. And
that's
I can't
great.
Wait to share that love of healthy food to other people.
And I'm gonna turn the spotlight over to Danny. What was your cooking upbringing?
Mine's kind of interesting, I guess. You know, we grew up eating kind of the standard American food, but five kids in the family. So when I was young, there was a lot of, you know, meals getting cooked, or my older sister making the meals. Relatively complete meals. As time went on and microwaves were invented and convenience foods happened and sisters got older and were tired of making dinner for the kids, you know, we sort of ate less well. But it was always in my mind, like, we did eat anything. So it was like, you eat whatever, you know, that we had. So we didn't have any particular, I'm not going to eat broccoli, I'm not going to eat this. I eat whatever was put on the plate. But, you know, my grandma was a great cook and baker in Reading and won all kinds of blue ribbons because she had a bunch of kids and it was Great Depression. So I kind of knew it was possible, but I didn't really start cooking myself till my 20s. I went vegetarian and I finally had a place that had a kitchen. You know, it's hard to cook. Maybe that'd be a good cooking class. You know, how do you cook as a college kid where you got one pan and a bowl? You know,
yes,
so
it's hard.
You know, I've got half my counters full of spices now, and it just, you know, over the past, you know, 15 years, just, you know, I think just cook things you like and be adventurous. You know, you can only fail. It burns. You just make it again. Right. And so that's kind of what led me into that. As I discover a cuisine or a good dish somewhere, I'm like, that's good. I want to make that myself, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, well done, Danny. Well done. You are an excellent cook.
Danny's comment on blue ribbons at the county fair made me remember my grandmother did too. She would she would submit her pickles. I learned how to do canning from my grandmother. They had a big garden. Yeah. And so in the summertime, we were picking cucumbers and making bread and butter pickles, and those all went to the Silver Dollar Fair where she submitted
pies. You make
five,
$10, you know, and that's a lot of money.
So she was a blue ribbon pie and bread. She would bake bread. So all of that came, you know, from learning it from my grandparents and my mom.
Well, that is great. We're coming to the end of the hour, of the half hour for us. So, Sherry Morgado, you want to wrap up? Have any last words on the cooking series?
Well, I think we're continuing the legacy of our grandmothers. I heard a theme here. So let's keep doing that, because this is the way that we pass on family traditions, but we're passing on healthier, more humane, more compassionate family traditions. So we're just excited to be doing this. Any questions that anybody has, you can email us at dvachico@gmail.com. That's dvachico@gmail.com, and we can answer your questions about the cooking series.
That's great. And briefly, Nancy Matthews, any closing statements for you on your class coming up on Saturday?
Please come. We have a few seats available. If you don't go through the brown ticket sign up, if you're just hearing this radio broadcast, please come to the Sky Creek Dharma Center at
1203 Oaks Court in Chico, right past the Chico Municipal Airport.
11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Nick Matthews, myself, and I will be there. We would love to help teach you how to batch cook, and we will accept payment at the door. We'd love to have you.
That is great. You've been listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, and that was Nancy Matthews and Sherry Morgado talking about the Cooking for Compassion and Health cooking series coming up. And now we just have a few calendar items, and then we'll close the show out. Coming up tomorrow night, Chico for Animal Rights will be meeting at Chico State. Chico for Animal Rights is a Chico State Animal Rights Club for animal advocacy in Chico, and the public is welcome to attend. That will be at Thursday, March 15th, from 5 to 6 p.m. at Yolo Hall, room 206. You do not have to be vegan or vegetarian to attend. Tomorrow night also, the Paradise Seventh-day Adventist Church has their own cooking series. It's the Wooden Spoon Cooking Class from 6 to 8 p.m., and they will be doing just a general cooking class. For more information, contact Paradise Seventh-day Adventist Church at 877-4454. And then on Saturday, March 17th, we have the Cooking for Compassion and Health Batch Cooking and Storage Class taught by Nancy Matthews from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sky Creek Dharma Center. Because registration, the day is so close, you can either register online at brownpapertickets.com, search for vegan, or walk up and be a walk-in attendee. March 17th, also on Saturday, which is a busy day, Animal Place is hosting Meet Out 2018 from 11:30 to 3:30 p.m. Join Animal Place at their Grass Valley Sanctuary for their 2018 Meet Out celebration. The barns will be open so you can meet their animals and learn about their individual stories, and they will be having vegan hot dogs and cheeses and cookies and snacks to sample. And that is at Animal Place. And for more information, go to animalplace.org. That's the Meet Out from 11:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 17th. Also on March 17th, I just want to give this shout out because it's sort of a newsy thing. A group of Sacramento animal rights activists will be protesting the Sacramento Safari Club International Fundraiser in Sacramento on Saturday, March 17th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Doubletree Hilton. The Safari Club International is a group that tries to tell the public that killing wild animals is conservation. And the Sacramento chapter will be holding its annual fundraiser event at the Doubletree. And as a community, the Sacramento activists are going to be trying to educate the public that these kinds of beliefs don't belong in any humane community. So please join them in a protest in front of the hotel from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. But of course, rain will cancel. And I'm gonna wrap it up here because we are at the 6 o'clock. We are at 6 o'clock, and the real issue with Sue Hildebrand is coming up next. And I just want to close with the animal rights quote of the week. Go ahead, Danny.
The animal rights quote of the week is from the feminist animal rights author Carol J. Adams, who wrote, "We have the greatest gift of all. We know the joy of food lovingly prepared that is humane. Find in yourself a way to share it." Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Thanks to Bill Mash and Sue Hildebrand for their engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for The Real Issue coming up next.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff. Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist rockers Rise Against.
This is Danny Thompson and Jeannie Trezino signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind.
And go vegan! And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.